Okay, what's up? So, you are going to be tuning in to the very new, very hip, very upbeat, old school hip-hop form, talk show, interview, whatever you want to call it. We're going to just let the vibe flow and kind of go from there. It's my very first episode. Unfortunately, I am in the car. I'm rolling to work, but we'll make it do what it do. You know, this is pretty much an introductory episode just to kind of get your feet wet, give you a little taste and sample of what we're going to be doing. Definitely going to be looking for people that are interested in calling in to discuss anything old school hip hop. And when I say old school hip hop, I know a lot of people may have different views or ideas of what's considered old school hip hop. So for me, I'm going anywhere from the mid 70s. Roughly to the early 90s, preferably the 80s. But before I get too deep into it, let me first say that if you have not watched the Evolution of Hip Hop on Netflix, first and foremost, the thing that you must do before you go any further, before you do any listening, jump on there, at least watch the first one or two episodes to give you a true indication, a true depiction of what old school hip hop is. Even from someone like me who was pretty much engulfed in that era, lived that time frame and repped that era all the time, it was an eye-opening, entertaining experience for me. One of the best documentaries I've ever seen, music or otherwise. So definitely get on Netflix, peep that Evolution of Hip Hop. I'm not getting paid by them. They ain't sponsoring me. It's just a very good watch. It is definitely something that will give you a deeper understanding of, well, for one, why I love old school hip hop so much and why you definitely have to give mad props to those that paved the way. Now, you may get into, you know, all the music that's out today, and if that's you, so be it. That's cool. Not really my thing. But no matter what it is, you always got to pay homage to those who've paved the way. And it gives you a great understanding, a great breakdown of where hip-hop come from. A lot of people didn't know that, you know, a lot of it started with the DJ before there was even an MC. I'm not going to get into it too much. I'm not going to give it away. But if you truly, truly love hip-hop as I do, you would want to stop everything, jump on and watch that amazing documentary. It's broken down into segments from the beginning all the way up into the here and now. So go peep it. And what we're going to do is, you know, I'm going to just give you pretty much like my overview on old school hip-hop, why I love it so much, why I think it's changed dramatically from then to now, why I think it was great then, not so much now, and this is just my own opinion. Everybody have what they like. I get it. Some people wasn't around in the 80s to pop that, so they don't know it. All they know is what they hear now, so of course that's what they're going to rock. But you got to dip into the beginning to know where you got to, in order to know where you're going, you got to know where you come from, right? And that includes music as well. So, that being said, I'm trying to get into everything old school hip hop. And like I said, if that's something you're into or something that interests you, definitely hit me up. Hit me with your questions. If there's anything I don't know, even though I was a hip hop artist myself back in the 80s, I pretty much live 80s hip hop. But there are a lot of things that myself could say I don't know. So I'm definitely looking forward to some really good questions, some really good, you know, open discussions that maybe I can learn a lot myself. And if I can teach anyone out there, you know, that don't know but is really interested in old school hip hop, I'm here to help. You know, I'm hoping that once we get this going, I can get some really good interviews in, get some old school hip hop artists to come on, tell their stories. I do know a few individuals. I also manage my own artist management company at one time. Like I said, I was a hip hop artist myself. I wasn't like a big Run DMC on that grand scale, but I did create music, wrote my own rhymes. And so I knew a little bit about writing, about producing, about putting things together. Thought about opening my own record label at one time, yada, yada, yada. We'll get into that later. So, like I said, if old school hip hop is your thing, or something you're highly interested in and want to know more about, or just talk about it, you know, this is definitely going to be the channel for you. Hit me up. Call me Hurricane. I like bump that old school hip hop. Anything pre-90 is my thing. So hopefully you guys will tune in, call in, get that discussion going, and have a good time. All right? Until then, peace out.